None but the hungry heart. 12:29. Blessed lameness. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 2:9. Our greatest liability, self-confidence. Our greatest asset, Christ confidence. It usually takes years to discover one's misplaced confidence. The flesh will fail us every time and under all conditions. The Lord Jesus never fails us under any conditions. When the Lord Jesus was on the cross, there were no mighty deeds to be seen. Yet Calvary did more for the world than all the great deeds in Galilee. We think too much of the greatness and too little of the death fellowship with our Lord. The mighty deeds may mean the greater works, but death fellowship means much fruit. You might toil all your life and only do so much, even with the wonderful deeds. But if you are willing to die with him, there will be effortless multiplication. There is no limit to the fruit that comes out of death. An increasing number of the Lord's people are seeking to enjoy the power of the Lord Jesus' life by accepting the fact of their own union in his death, as expressed by Paul, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. We died with him, but most of us are not being conformed to his death, and hence are not like him in life. There is no escape from the cross if believers would know the power of his resurrection. This crafty, defiant, defensive I must be held in the place of death by the Spirit if there is to be true fruitfulness. In the measure that one dies to the old, in the same measure does one experience life in the new. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Isaiah 35:6.